We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right. The Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs, and we do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. We can help you put our experience to work for you. We have over 30 years of experience helping families put their lives back together again. You and your attorneys need to know your medicine to prove your claim. You can't just say, my neck hurts, and I'm sorry. If I told you this morning, I was in an accident this morning, which I wasn't, but I'm making this up. If I told you I was in an accident and I was rear-ended and my neck hurts, what would you think? If that's all I told you. And that's what the insurance company does. If I said I was in an accident and I have this morning I was rear-ended and I have a herniated disc in my neck that I never had before, I got pain and numbness radiating down my right arm, my right upper extremity, I got tingling off and on, and I've got range of motion issues and restrictions. Different picture. That's what we're talking about. You need to understand the medicine. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about these computer programs. You get your records together. We've told you how to do that. You send them into the insurance company. The proper medical records pertaining to your injury. You're more than likely initially dealing with a lower level adjuster with low authority, dollar authority to pay you. Their job is to get rid of your case, get rid of you, get it gone, close it up. They get bonuses. Did you ever think about that? If they can get you under their authority, you don't know what their authority is. Maybe it's $2,000, maybe it's $5,000. You might have to have treatment the rest of your life. And the most aggravating thing about these computer programs is the fact that, you know, Brad, they say, and all the scientific studies say, well, most people don't have ongoing prolonged neck problems. Well, you're not most people. Some people do. And when you have positive MRIs and positive X-rays, it is a supportable fact in medicine that will support your claim.
Well, this is one of the problems that you face. The computer programs they put together are put together, first of all, by companies who are biased towards the insurance companies. So those programs are going to try to dwell on and make use of and highlight the factors that are going to cause less payment and minimize your injuries. And those programs may even leave out areas that address some major parts of your injuries and address the major effects of your injuries. So a lot of times what you're dealing with is a computer program that's been put together and is just being used by someone, an adjuster who has been given training and has training available and also has the resources available to check into your injury. But one of the main things they've been taught is how to do the program. And because they've learned how to do the program and they are looking for what they can put into the program, they're putting things in that may or may not be appropriate to put into the program or that they're not properly identifying. And because they don't identify it right, you actually are getting what I would call garbage in to the program, garbage in of what's being said or what's being calculated, what should go into the program. So you're going to get garbage out. Now, that's not to include the fact that basically the programs themselves are garbage because the programs themselves don't bother looking at the person. They bother looking at this animated figure that they think is how an injury should affect them, and then they try to put together what kind of value they want to put on that particular person for a specific injury. And we all know that the same injury to four different people will cause four different results and make four differences in their lives.
And big differences in your lives. Let me give you an example. Let me bring this home to you a little bit like this. I'll give you an example of a deposition I take. I've taken a lot of these. So I've got the adjuster there for the at-fault party or the adjuster for UIM, and I'm asking them, how did you value this claim? And they say they put it into a computer program. And I ask them, do you know what herniated discs are? No. Do you know what the transverse ligament is? No. Did you know if it was injured here? No, I don't even know what it is. Do you know what the lordosis of the neck is? No. Do you know that was injured here? The curvature of the spine moved 13 degrees? No, I don't know that. Do you know any of these concepts? On and on and on. No, I don't. Well, how do you do this claim then, ma'am, sir? How do you do the claim? Well, I just take the medical records and what I glean or what I get off the medical records and put them into the computer program. So you, the injured victim, you don't know about the computer program. You don't know how that's valuing your case or devaluing your case. You don't know what the factors are. And the adjuster that uses it basically doesn't know all the insights inside and outs of the computer program. And then they make you a ridiculous low-ball offer to settle your injury claim. And you wonder, what is this about?
Plus, to the best of their ability, the insurance companies try to hide the program itself. They try to hide what's in the program and what does or does not factor in. And therefore, a lot of your doctors have absolutely no idea about the program or what's in the program or what is significant or not significant. So the doctors aren't putting in the golden words that you need to have in the records that the adjuster needs to then see as they're getting all these claims and getting these hundreds of pages of medical records. The adjuster then needs to see those golden words, whatever they may be, and put them into the program. And if the adjuster decides not to put them into the program, then the program's not going to work. If the adjuster doesn't see them, then they're not going to get into the program, or if the doctor doesn't use them. And it could be the same exact condition being described differently by a different doctor. So you need to personalize the case. You need to try to get the case across to an adjuster, across to somebody who is making decisions, to let them understand and make them recognize that either they missed the golden words or the golden words are being described by the doctor in a different way. And therefore, the doctor's wording can be defined or restated with the golden words they're going to allow the program to be used. Your best move? Tell them to throw away their program computer and all they've gotten from the computer and start talking about the injuries and the effect it has on this individual person.
Right, because you know what effect it has on you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900-795-5900. We have offices in Denver, Greenwood Village, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We do injury cases. We do workers' compensation cases if you've been injured on the job. We do it all. Let me give you an example about what Brad was talking about, the right kind of words. So you get your medical records together under Alcon versus Spicer. You send the proper and appropriate medical records to the insurance company for hopefully evaluation of your claim. And then you say you're operating under that myth that we tell people all the time that surely I've been injured. Surely somebody's going to take care of me. Surely some insurance company is going to pay me. So you send in the records and your doctor said that you had radiculopathy. Well, that doesn't go on the computer. The computer doesn't recognize that word, radiculopathy. Oh, if your doctor had put in the medical record radiating pain, no, then we can do that in the computer. You have the same symptom, the same problem. Facet injuries. The computer doesn't recognize facet injuries. The computer recognizes positive facet loading. Your doctor didn't use those words. Lordosis. Your doctor put in the word lordosis. The computer doesn't recognize that. It recognizes neck curvature. Do you see? This is how this works, but you need to know how to present the claim. You need to know what to do and have a game plan, what to do when they say your claim is almost worthless. And they can do that on all variety of symptoms. Brad, you put the wrong name or wrong description into the computer, it gives you no value.
Well, what's even worse about it is you can have adjusters who understand the difference. They know the difference, but they get away with only using the doctor's words because that's all that's in the records. And they have no real desire or concern to redefine these words or rename the words to something that works on the computer. They figure it's better off. Let's not put in a curvature of the spine. It's not in the records. We don't have to put in. Yes, we see a lordosis, but let's not put it in. They see radiculopathy. They know that means radiating pain. They know it. But they don't want to put that in because it's going to cause higher amounts. So they're just going to go right over that. The problem you get is each program and every time they tweak the programs, which they do quite often, is going to have different significance for different injuries, for different names that you give to an injury. And so you're left guessing if you play the program game with them, you're left guessing what exactly is and isn't appropriate for that particular program, and what do you need? The other problem is that who And under what circumstances does somebody say, we're going to put everybody into a classification of you're going to fit within our program? There's no uniqueness, no measure of the fact that people are different and injuries have different effects on different people. But we're just going to put you into a program. We're going to put you as one of the millions of people out there, and we're just going to classify you all the same, and you're all going to be pigeonholed into our program the way we want to determine what your injuries are.
Right, and a lot of times we say in jury trials that, you know, this person's different. They have to take into consideration how this affected you, your life, your family life. So take yourself right now in your own physical and mental condition, that you know what it is exactly. The law says they have to take you as they find you at the time of the accident. Not they wish you were somebody else. Not they wish you were in a different physical condition. So whatever your age and the physical condition is, maybe it's not fair to compare you to a 22-year-old bodybuilder, muscle fat 4%, works out every day. Maybe that's not fair, right? Does that approach the computer uses? Not that exact approach, but like that. So they can't just say, well, that's not you. They don't know the person. We know the person. Bell and Pollock will help you because we study you. We help you with your medical records, your medical condition. That's how we build a legal game plan tailored around your crash. How did it happen? What was the mechanism of injury? What's your legal game plan? Read it in our book. What's your legal game plan for medical treatment? What is your legal game plan for surgery in the future or conservative modalities of treatment? What's your legal game plan to prove this to the insurance company? Is this going to affect you the rest of your life? And so you take this medicine, you present it, and then you need experienced attorneys to understand the offer that you get back from the insurance company maybe isn't the best. Maybe they lowball you on the offer.
Right. And, you know, the very example you use, Gary, the bodybuilder, the program doesn't build in. Well, we've got a bodybuilder who can no longer do those things because of the injury, and therefore we've destroyed his enjoyment that he has in doing the bodybuilding. They don't pay attention to any part of that. So that doesn't get shoved into the computer because from what I've seen, these computers don't ask detailed questions about what does the person do for a living? What do they do for enjoyment? What do they do for recreation? They don't ask that. So they don't even measure that. They don't care.
Right. And that's how you get the claim back, and that's how you get your valuation from the insurance company. And so many times they won't pay you. Many times you have to file a lawsuit. Then they call you greedy. Then they call your attorneys greedy. Us, we're greedy. Everybody's greedy but them. Coming up, we're going to be talking about what does permanency mean? I mean, if these symptoms are debilitating and they're ongoing and they continue, what does permanency mean? How does that mean to your injury claim, and what does that mean to you? Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com, 303-795-5900. We're here for you. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. When you've been injured in a car crash, you're up against large insurance companies and their lawyers. You need experienced attorneys on your side. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've been representing injured victims just like you for over 25 years. We can help put your life back together again. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Bell & Pollock, Colorado's premier injury law firm. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
Hi, it's Mandy. Join my friends Gary and Brad for Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show, right here on KOA, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 11. It focuses on teaching Coloradans their rights and how to deal with the insurance companies if you're injured in an accident.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show, Champions of the People. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Why? Because we champion people's causes and claims against these insurance companies. Why? That's our passion. That's our belief. That's what we do. We've done it for over 30 years and helped a lot of families put their lives back together again. Sometimes the strongest thing that you can do is ask for help. And I'm telling you what, when you get in your car and you turn on the navigation system, you want it to tell you how to navigate the streets and the roadways. You need to learn how to navigate this insurance system and the injuries that you have. And you start with the medicine of your injuries and the mechanism of injury. That's what we're preaching today. We're talking about the neck. Okay, so now we didn't even touch on atlantoaxial injuries between C1 and C2. That's the joint between C1 and C2. They can be very debilitating. They can be hard to diagnose. They can be missed many times. And a lot of times, I use the example of we have an atlantoaxial injury or other similar injuries. Imagine yourself in a rowboat having weights that you lift in a gym in your hand and standing up in the rowboat, choppy waters with weights in each hand. What's that picture look like? That's tantamount to many injuries and tantamount to an atlantoaxial injury. Do you know it? Can you prove it? Now we're talking about permanency. Okay, you've been in this crash. Most people, the insurance company says, get over this. So what's your problem? The problem is I didn't get over it. The problem is I have a very significant ongoing injuries. I've been through therapy. I've been through acupuncture. I've been through a regimen of pharmaceutical drugs. I don't even like taking drugs. I don't want to take them. I don't even want this to happen to me. And now the doctors are telling me that I'm going to live with this the rest of my life, and I may require surgery in the future. Brad, how do we approach the insurance company to prove permanency? They don't want to hear the word permanent. They think everything's going to go away anyway. And if you claim it's permanent, you must be exaggerating or malingering or making it up.
Well, another example of insurance company hypocrisy, as far as I'm concerned, and defense attorney hypocrisy. The permanency of an injury is normally measured by determining how long with appropriate medical care, and this doesn't necessarily mean that every little measure, every little thing that the doctor has suggested has been followed, because that's almost impossible, but how long with appropriate medical care the pain and the condition of the injury continues to play a part or continues to exist or play a part in your body. And so let's take you've got a neck injury and you've been doing everything the doctor says, you've been following their directions, you've been going through the care, and now you're 6 months down the line and it's still there. The pain's still there. Now, the funny things about insurance companies is that they'll look and they'll say, we're cutting off treatment. We're not going to pay for that treatment because that treatment wasn't doing you any good. There's no, and then you say, well, what treatment should I go get? And they say, well, we don't know of any other treatment you can get. We are not suggesting other treatment, but there's no reason for you to keep going back to that therapist or to that chiropractor or getting that continued care because it's not making you better and it's not doing anything. Then you turn around and say, well, then it must be permanent. And at that point, I should be compensated for a permanent injury. And they go, no, we're not going to say it's permanent. So they say you shouldn't get any further care because none of the medical care is doing anything for you. But yet they also say it can't be a permanent injury because we don't want to call it permanent. But they can't tell you how it's ever going to go away. So you've got to take a look at that and say, well, what's happening with the care and how's it affecting me?
Right. And as we've explained before, they say they attack your case. You didn't go to the doctor. You didn't go to the emergency room. We covered that. So you undertreated. You didn't treat enough with the doctor, or you had gaps in your treatment. You didn't go to the doctor for 5 days. Therefore, you must not be injured. Therefore, it must not be permanent. You undertreated. Now, if you go to the doctor too much, or the chiropractor too much, or the physical therapy too much, then you overtreated. Either undertreated or overtreated. But certainly, your injury cannot be permanent. And you say, wait a minute, I'm 26 years old. I'm 44 years old. The doctor says I'm going to have this the rest of my life. Well, we're not going to pay you. the rest of your life because somebody probably was on their phone texting and rear-ended you and slammed into you. You know, then you get down to the medicine and be able to prove this. Permanency is a big factor in proving the value of your claim. And you know what, Brad? Once you get involved in these cases, and you and I talk about this all the time, you get involved in these cases, and then the insurance company finally sends you to one of their so-called IMEs, independent medical exams, to have you examined by their doctor, and there's nothing independent about that. We're going to cover that in a different show. But you go there, and that doctor that examines you one time. Your PCP has examined you and seen you 20 times over the past year and a half. This doctor examines you one time, and this doctor says that the treatment rendered to you by your family doctor wasn't reasonable and necessary. It wasn't reasonable or necessary. So what happened? Did your family doctor just commit a fraud?
Well, they're saying that your family doctor is not competent, is not able to figure out what they should be doing, or has made the wrong decisions. But yet, if you ask them, okay, let's call in the family doctor and have them sit down there with you, or let's go talk to the family doctor, they're not going to say that to their face. They're not going to be out there making that kind of comment. Instead, what they do is they put it in a report that gets hidden away into a bunch of legal mumble-jumble paperwork that maybe if the case goes to trial, then it's all going to come out that they're saying that. But even then, they're going to be in the courtroom on different days at different times. So the doctor who's making just an astounding amount of money from the insurance companies to give opinions that the other doctor's doing everything wrong gets away with it. And that doctor who's making that opinion and is making this huge amounts of money makes most of his or her money not treating people, not trying to make them better, but makes most of their money trying to make the insurance company better. And in essence, treating the insurance company, because that's the only people they're really treating. Is they're treating the insurance company, and they're treating the deep pockets of the insurance company, which in turn gives a lot of that deep pocket money over to the doctor. So now they all got deep pockets, and they're very happy to have it based on collecting your premiums and not paying any kind of money for the people that are hurt.
Right, and a lot of these doctors, we'll cover that in a different show, which we'll have that coming up. I'm not exactly sure, but a lot of these doctors make high six figures or seven figures, over $1 million per insurance company that they work for, and a lot of them don't treat any patients, as Brad just said. They just work to analyze injured victims and write reports to say, you didn't do this, you should have done this, you that, and your doctor, your PCP that you've had for 15 years, didn't engage in reasonable and necessary medical treatment. What? Your own doctor. Your doctor that you trust. And that's how they set it up. But a lot of you might be asking the question, and let's answer this question, Brad. How did I get to this insurance company doctor that Gary and Brad are talking about? I mean, I didn't go to him voluntarily. I didn't want to go to him. I didn't even know about him. How did I have to go to them so they can write these reports and say that your own PCP isn't engaged in reasonable and necessary treatment?
Well, it's there because they have the right under law to have what they call an independent, a non-treating doctor take a look at the matter and give what they want to call a second opinion. And that non-treating doctor giving a second opinion, they want to say is an independent, which it isn't. Independent merely stands for a non-treating. But they have the right to do that, to have this doctor look. And what the insurance companies have found, and if we could ever get into the extreme, the extremely hidden records of the insurance company, we'll find the insurance companies keep records on how many times or when the doctors give them favorable versus unfavorable opinions, how many times the doctors are on their side, and then they continue to call those same doctors. And those doctors will maintain what they call a clinical practice of treating people just enough that they can look at you and they can look at the plaintiff's lawyer and they can look at everybody and say, oh yeah, I have a clinical practice and I actually treat people. But when you start rubbing the surface, if you're allowed, because some courts will allow you and some won't, but if you're allowed to start rubbing the surface and really get down to the amount of time and money the doctor spends doing a clinical practice versus conducting these examinations for insurance companies and writing reports and sending out and sitting in courtrooms and giving testimony, you're going to find that these doctors make most of their money and their livelihood is all based upon making good, good reports in favor of the insurance company, and they know it.
And you ought to see the testimony from some of these IME, independent medical examination doctors, these so-called IMEs, independent medical examination. They're not independent. But you ask them in the deposition something like this. It goes like this. Well, doctor, how much money do you make from doing this type of forensic work? I don't know. Well, do you have any records here in your office? We're in your office. Can you go get them so we can see how much money you make? No, that's handled by my billing person there somewhere else. Well, do you remember what you make per insurance company for giving this kind of report and testimony against our client, this injured person, this injured victim? No, not really. Well, where would we subpoena your records? Couldn't tell you. On and on. We're here to open your eyes. If you understand the mechanism of injury, we're teaching that today, that we're talking about next. If you understand the medicine, if you understand like lordosis, dermatomes, innervation of the discs, radiculopathy, radiation of pain, restriction on range of motion, effect on your activities of daily living, then you can understand how to present your claim. And so, Brad, let's just kind of wrap this up. For the neck injuries, you need to have attorneys that are experienced, and you need to be able to prove the claim.
Sure. And a neck injury is a very difficult thing to prove at times, because sometimes MRIs don't pick it up, but you still have the neck injury, you still have the neck problem. And the best I can say on all that is get yourself an experienced person who knows what they're doing, who can work with you with regard to that neck injury, and who believes in you, and will push to show how that neck injury has affected your life.
All right, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. You can call us at 303-795-5900. We are injury attorneys with offices in Denver, Greenwood Village, Steamboat Springs. We do all kinds of auto cases and work comp cases all over the state of Colorado. We are your champions of the people.